If we don't feel worthy of asking for more out of life, we simply don't. So what happens? What are the costs when we don't? What are the costs when we say, I'm not sure that this work is for me. I am not sure that I want to peel back the layers and find out what's underneath the hood, right? I get that. But what's the cost if you don't? Hello, and welcome to Soul Via Soul. I'm your host, Jada. And this is a show where we will help you navigate your midlife awakening with inner child healing and holistic health tools from a therapist and physician assistant so you can create a life that you love and one that loves you back. Your dreamy second half of life. From nervous system regulation to techniques to healing your inner child, I've got it all covered. So let's dive into the show. Welcome to another episode of Soul Via Soul. Today, we're going to talk about the cost of not healing trauma. And it's really not something we think about, of not healing having costs associated to it. And a lot of people shy away from healing. They don't want to do the work or they're afraid. And I get that. I can understand how it can be difficult to want to step into and heal those parts of us because it's challenging. But what we don't often understand is there's a cost to not healing. And there's been lots of times in my life, and I'll just kind of talk about me and how I have seen it in my own life, but also in my professional life. As a psychiatric mental health professional, specializing in mental health, and also being a licensed therapist, I've had the unique opportunity and privilege to walk alongside many people over a decade and more of time through their life transitions. And there has always been, I think, a hesitation when people are first feeling the nudge to do the inner healing work out of fear. And often we're just not sure where to start. And I get that. Like that can be a stumbling block. That can be a reason to say, I'm not going any further. I don't know how to step. I don't know where to step. And I don't know what this process is going to look like. So I'm out. Or we push it and kick the can down the road, so to speak. But we can only pick at the edges of life for so long before we understand that there's a cost of not investing in ourselves and doing the work of figuring out why we're not where we want to be in life. And that's often where we'll start to go, okay, there's got to be something more. There's got to be something bigger. And it's actually the reason I invented my Unbecoming course, is because sometimes we just need those foundational pieces of peeling back and understanding our worth. And until we do that, until we know that we are worthy to ask for more out of life, until we know to our bones that we actually can ask for more and that we deserve beautiful things in life, we sometimes don't take that next step. So that particular course is the reason why I invented Unbecoming. That course teaches you the foundational pieces of how to put those big structures of I am worthy in place. And I've talked about this in other episodes about how we don't feel worthy. It's just a common thing as a therapist I see and hear over and over again. And truth be told, I struggled with my own worth before I did this healing work. And the work I did as a therapist for 5 years, I condensed into my Unbecoming program. And that's the reason I created it, is because it changed my life. When I did this healing work, it changed my life. And now, reflecting back, I can understand the trajectory that my life was on had I not done the work to get underneath my worth, because that's the foundational piece. If we don't feel worthy of asking for more out of life. We simply don't. So what happens? What are the costs when we don't? What are the costs when we say, I'm not sure that this work is for me. I am not sure that I want to peel back the layers and find out what's underneath the hood, right? I get that. But what's the cost if you don't? So one of the first things that are going to keep you from understanding how not doing the work is a cost to you is your mental health. Now, this is the arena that I live and work in, and it's a privilege and an honor to help someone remove these barriers and create the life that they want. This often happens in midlife where we start to pull back the lens and look at life and realize that maybe the predictability and the responsibility of adulthood is creating these patterns that really don't excite us and light us up. And we start to say, is there more? Or can I have more? Or I want to feel that spark and magic again that I felt as a child. Those are common big questions that midlife will often bring up. So what is the cost of not doing this healing work? What are we leaving on the table? And our mental health is one of those enormously key pieces. It really is how we show up in the world. And unhealed trauma can result in depression, anxiety, leave us crippling with stress. Having those constant battles of stress, anxiety, or even other mood disorders can cause us to just not step into our full potential. And we shortchange ourselves. So our mental health is a huge key piece when it comes to knowing that when we do the work, we're going to potentially remove those barriers. We're going to fight through those insecurities. We're going to release those questions about our worth, which then allows us to unshackle ourselves from the potential depression and anxiety that will just sidle up next to us and walk along with us for the rest of our lives if we don't truly know that we get to choose and have more. Another big issue that we don't really talk about when it comes to healing and our worth is that it also leads to physical health problems. That's not a connection that a lot of people make, but it's definitely a connection that I want this podcast to be really talking about quite a bit. And that is how doing the healing work actually impacts our physical health and wellness. And we don't often think of that as a cost of not doing this work. But when we don't, we then open up and I don't want to say encourage because then that makes you think it's your fault, but it creates opportunities for those stressors to manifest into disease. When we are living in a constant state of fight or flight, when we really don't have good, healthy boundaries because we don't feel worthy of creating them, when we're stuck in those unhealthy people-pleasing behaviors because we don't know our worth and we're trying to be perfectionist in life, we create a lot of internal stress. We now know that the cause of depression and anxiety, which I just referenced, is due to inflammation in our body. Inflammation in our body comes from that chronic state of high stress. Those cortisol levels then that are elevated impact our immune system. Our immune system, which lives in our gut, then impacts our hormones. Speaking of the gut, we also have 99, research is still trying to pin that number down, but more than 90% of the neurotransmitters our brain needs, our gut makes. So if we don't have a healthy gut, we actually can't have good quality mental health. We don't have the elevating or the circulating hormones, the neurotransmitters, dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin that we need to feel good. So we've already looped back to mental health by talking about physical health. We're going to get improvements in our physical health when we do the healing work. through this cascade of the inflammation system, but then that loops back and encourages our mental health too, because it's all connected. We don't see trauma as being connected to our physical health. Maybe some people understand the connection with mental health, sure, but the physical health is also included, and our mental health is tied to our physical health and wellness. When we have a lot of stress in our body, we live in a chronic fight or flight state, those stress hormones that are circulating then create an environment for autoimmune disorders, chronic fatigue, cardiovascular issues, GI issues. It weakens the immune system. More and more research is showing that there is a connection between especially autoimmune disorders and trauma, because trauma lodges itself in our body. And if we don't do the work of healing it, guess what? It stays in our body and it's going to come out one way or the other, because that's just how it works. We can't take on all these stressors and have it not ooze out in some other part of our body. And it's going to come out one way or the other. The other big cost that, again, we don't really talk about that much when we don't do the healing work is how it affects our relationships. And there's been lots of studies about the importance of relationships in our connection to happiness. When we have healthy relationships, we are happier. They are the underpinning of life, those healthy relationships. But when we don't do the healing work, we actually create unhealthy relationships. We potentially stay in toxic relationships. I'm guilty of that because I didn't know how important my worth was. And until I did the healing work, like in Unbecoming, which is the foundational piece of how we live life, is do we feel worthy? It affects our relationships. Those relationships then can be not just with other people, but those relationships that we have with ourselves, where we fall into numbing and moving into addictive substances just to not feel the pain of our unworthiness. So the relationship we have with ourselves obviously is going to mirror how we have relationships with other people. But if we don't have a healthy relationship with ourselves, then we really can't have healthy relationships with other people. So not doing the healing work also is going to impact your relationships, which is one of the most important aspects of being human. And another aspect is that it can also, without doing the healing work, it impacts our cognitive functioning. It actually will impact our memory. It will potentially hinder our performance, our ability to show up and do our work to get those promotions we want. It actually will change the way our brain is hardwired. Now, the great thing is we have neuroplasticity, meaning when we go back and do this healing work, we can change those brain functions. And in fact, Unbecoming goes into the subconscious and reworks those hardwired beliefs we have about our worth. And we have to go to the subconscious to do that. We have to drop into that space in order to rewire what was hardwired when we were children. Thankfully, our brains do have neuroplasticity, meaning we can change that. We can change the ground foundational piece of, am I worthy? Yes. Yes, we can. And that's the fundamental work that we do when we change our belief about our worth and our place in the world. And I guess another thing I'll touch on is how not doing the healing work also creates the cycle of trauma. There is generational trauma, and it does get passed down until someone along the way says, I'm not going to create and continue this cycle. Not doing the healing work doesn't just impact you. It has the ability to heal backwards and heal forwards. And if you think about that, like you can impact your children's lives by doing the work yourself today, that's pretty impactful. So those are just a few of the ways that not doing the healing work can cost us our mental health, can cost us our physical health, can cost us the quality of our relationships. It can cost our ability to show up and do our work and provide a contribution to the world because we're not showing up as our best versions of ourselves. And it can cause us to pass this pain to our children. So many costs of not just stopping, pausing, getting underneath those big questions of what do I want out of life and how am I going to show up for myself? And if this resonated with you, then take a look at the show notes. Take a look at the unbecoming. It's that foundational piece when we change our narrative, when we change the story, when we get underneath our worth and we really rewrite those hardwired beliefs about, am I good enough? When we do that, we show up differently in the world. When we do that, we change our lives. So if this resonated with you, it's time to unbecome all the things that you had to become in order to survive and step into the best, most vibrant version of you so you can thrive. So thanks for joining me today on the costs of what it is to not heal. I hope you found it encouraging and insightful and helps you step into the best version of you. She's waiting. Thank you for joining me today on another episode of Soul Via Soul. If anything resonated with you, share it with your friends on Instagram and give me a 5-star review. I really appreciate you being here. And until next time, I'll see you on the next episode.